Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts, Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
So, yeah. The second episode of the year. Yarabun. And before we dive in to today's episode, we would just want to invite you to follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. We are at SDSPodPH on X/Twitter. And if you want to email us, we are at spillthesoju@gmail.com. If you know you have anything you want to offer, some collabs, hit us up.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Ashley.
So what's on our menu for today?
On our menu for today are debuts.
Ooh. We're announcing our debut.
Tama. Oh. Actually, kami yung mag-debut. Charis. Yeah. But for today's episode, we're going to be sharing with you guys what we think, again, our opinion of what the best debuts are. So we know it's quite, though in our hearts, we have one very debut song that reigns supreme above others. But for the sake of longevity of this episode, we will dive into what our favorite debuts are per generation and break it down into our favorite for boy groups and our favorite for girl groups. So we're going to start with second gen, because that's where we
favorite
started. Favorite or best? I mean,
we're it's gonna anonymous try to be at as this point.
Yes. We're going to be as objective as possible.
They say.
Yeah.
But sabi nila.
They say. We're also going to, you know, it's going to have the spill the soju flavor.
Bias. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to start first. Strong. With second gen.
What if we go fourth gen?
Okay, fourth gen. Down. Fourth gen. Sige, agree,
okay.
Agree.
Kasi, okay. Okay, I'm gonna take my notes out.
Okay.
Let's
start with fourth gen. Kasi tama naman. Okay. Fourth gen. Let's start with fourth gen boy groups first.
Okay.
Paano to? Ano gusto niyo yung order?
You
know.
Gonna go first.
Okay, me.
Like, you also go. Okay, go.
I'm torn. I'm so torn. Because I'm gonna sobrang bias. Sobrang bias lang sasabihin ko. But
treasure.
No. Oh, hindi ako nag-treasure. I love you, boys. Sige. Please accept my answer. I will. So, dito objective at all. This has no objective flavor at all. I went with Super M Chopping.
Whoa!
Because when we jump in and pop in, we jumping.
Well, I mean, the impact that song had, though.
So, yeah. Sige, fine. I'll not do dropping. I will do.
Why not?
Freaking. For the sake of the culture, I will do. Oh gosh, it's hard. I think I'll just go with. I'm torn between N-Hyphen, Given Taken, or MCND's Ice Age, because I also like Ice Age was really catchy. Okay, I'll go with N-Hyphen. N-Hyphen, Given Taken.
I was gonna say the same thing. So I was looking at the list then, and I'm like, kasi we were talking before we recorded if yung mga songs na anuhin natin is yung like impact nila or like are they still how much the audience I guess received
the songs. Yeah.
And the group it's a debut. So Given Taken by Enha was actually really received well by a lot.
It was a great song to debut. It was a good song.
And until up to now, it's still very much parang every time there's a random play dance, like a lot of people still join. mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. Give and Taken is playing. Yeah. And yeah, I'm like, just, I think for a debut song, that's really impactful. Mm-hmm. But I personally, Busok Soon Just Do It. Char!
Tama, di ba? It's the same energy as jumping.
For Jen ba? De, joke lang. Uy, pero if we consider those, yung mga unit ng mga, ano, tama. Busok Soon's Just Do It is actually really good, okay?
Tama. Yes. Still, yes. It is.
Tama. Yeah.
But yeah, and ha, Give and Taken. How about you, Ash?
Yeah. For me, I think same in the... Yeah. Same flow, like I feel like TXT Ren, TXT with Crown, because they were yes. like
yes, that was in my list too. TXT was also in my list for Crown
because they had a lot of traction as the next boy group from HYBE, which was big hit before
from big hit.
Yeah, like they had a lot of traction as being the next boy group coming after BTS. And then you have the whole Yeonjun being the legendary big hit trainee and everything. So
still is.
Crown is, you know, yeah, still is.
It's also like top of my head, but I don't want to come out as biased.
Well, then, like, it's over. Once we pick Super M and Busok Soon, just all objective, like all objective,
just out the window.
Just out the window.
We're so sorry, guys. Feel free to answer too.
Yes, yes. Please
give us your list.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's boy group.
Okay. That's yes. Boy groups.
We're going to girl groups. Fourth gen girl Ooh. Groups. Fourth gen, fifth gen.
I need my codigo for this.
So fourth gen, fifth gen debuts. We just smashed them into one kasi bago paling naman ng fifth gen. So mm-hmm. I'll go first for girl groups. This is so strong to me. IVE's 11.
Ooh. IVE's it was all, yeah. Ah, this is so hard. Like,
IVE's 11.
Objectively speaking, it's so hard.
It is.
Yeah, it
because,
is.
Because it's so... The debuts of girl groups, they're so strong. Yeah. Like yung mga bago, yung mga bata ngayon. It's so strong. But I yes. just go with IVE's 11 because for me, I don't know, it was a strong, it was
the
a
hype
strong,
was real.
Yes.
The yeah. hype was real. Like coming, yeah. like counting down to their debut. It mm-hmm. was the hype was so
and they
and
delivered.
They caught you right from the they caught you in the from the first moment they sang you boom
so good.
I love so that good. Part. Honestly, one of my favorite parts of the song.
Yeah,
the start right from the start. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that I also took time to learn the choreography, I think, was telling of me liking this song as a debut. So yeah, mm-hmm.
okay,
that's for me.
Yeah, true. Do you want to go, Ash?
You're still
mulling it over.
I have an idea already.
Okay.
So, because I was thinking of IVE's 11 as well. Mm-hmm. But since Ate Chelsea already said that, it's already on the table. I don't have to say it anymore. I was going to say either ITZY's Dala Dala.
Correct. I put them in third gen. Dang.
They're fourth.
Sorry. Yeah. But yes.
And
so, agree.
ITZY's Dala Dala and New Jeans Attention.
Okay.
Like, you know how like in the generations, because they're quite long, there's the first half and the second half.
Yeah.
The first half, ITZY really got
ITZY
it.
ITZY talaga. ITZY, yeah.
ITZY talaga.
My mistake.
ITZY talaga.
My mistake. ITZY. ITZY. Yeah. Like,
but then... The second half, oh my gosh, New Jeans, yeah. LeSserafim. Oh,
I was gonna say. Wait, okay, yeah. You're still saying Ash. Go
I'm done. I'm good.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so since those are on the table already, I'ma just go ahead and say LeSserafim Fearless, guys.
Yes,
let's go.
Yes.
Ashley, you guys took the time to learn Attention. Attention.
11.
I took the time to learn Fearless. What you looking at?
What you looking at?
I was going to say before the recording, I said I was going to say something controversial and I was going to say ITZY's Dala Dala. Because ITZY's debut.
How is it controversial?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not controversial. I mean, it's just so sad right now. Nga, kasi parang,
Dala Dala.
Yeah. You know, like, we know how ITZY's doing right now. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And we really have, from the very beginning, we were really rooting for Itzy. Like the three of us, sobrang love namin Dala Dala.
Yeah.
And then I see and then wanna freaking right? be.
My it's just, God. It was morning, hit after hit. Goodness. Hit after hit.
Ayun. It's just, again, we were also thinking about objective. Ano, pero totoo, like, yung Dala
Honestly,
Dala.
If I had to be
Dala Dala was strong. It was strong.
Dala was strong.
The freaking MV, the music video.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I feel like if we were to just double down on a one decision for this, I think we'll all be unison. Unison.
You'd be unison.
Kumakanta yan.
Yarabun.
Yarabun. We're all just gonna be unanimous.
Okay. Unison. 1, 2, 3, sabay-sabay, unison. 1, 2, 3. Dala-dala.
Dala-dala.
Yun ang unison,
be. Yun ang unison. Sorry. May rehearsal kasi bukas. Yun yung nasa isip ko. Uniwide. Unilever.
Okay. Unipart.
Okay.
Tama na.
Okay, yeah.
Pero, yeah, same. Like, dala-dala talaga.
Dala-dala. For sure,
And then it was also a very ano, parang oh my gosh, this is fourth gen's Red Velvet, Blackpink.
Yes,
and White.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
so yes. Sad.
Sorry, yeah, that was my mistake. I put them in third. That's on me.
No, oh, that's fine.
No, that's fine. Fine.
No, but it's true. Yes. It's, so that means it frees up my girl groups. Okay, anyways, so that's fourth gen.
Yeah, third gen.
So that's fourth gen. It gets more difficult. I feel
it does.
Ang hirap ng third gen. Like for
ang
both.
Hirap talaga. Ang hirap
for both.
Na talaga.
Ang hirap. Ang
kasi
hirap.
Sa fourth parang keripe.
So easy, hard, medium.
Third kasi there's easy just so gen. Many. There's just so many good debuts
that hit
like really hard. And I think more advantages for us because we were like also very active in K-pop during this time. So, natutukan natin a lot of this.
Yeah, this was really our peak.
So, it's like, it's so, like, maraming sentimental values and emotions attached to a lot of the songs here.
True.
So, do you guys want to start with boy group or girl groups? Girl groups?
Shit.
They're both really hard.
Either way. Like, either way, it's hard.
So, napamura ako doon.
So I think ang hirap kasi I'm just choosing between
boy group, ah.
I'm choosing between two girl groups right now. Let's start with girl groups.
Okay, girl groups.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm choosing between two.
Okay.
They're both like really good debuts kasi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with either Twice.
Yes.
Like UA or
UA, yes.
Or Blackpink's Bumbaya.
Bumbaya. Yeah.
At but, the Chelsea. Exactly mine.
But Kate.
But Red Velvet's Happiness.
Ah,
yes. Is there too.
La, 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 la,
those three.
La, 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 happiness.
As in like.
Yeah.
Ang hirap.
Cultural resets.
Then,
all of them.
It's like literally from the top three. From
IOI.
The big IOI. Three plus IOI and everything. Yeah.
It's, wait lang. Ito. Ay, hindi pala. Hindi
salamat
pala.
Google.
Sorry.
Si Kate's
never
screen.
Mind. Yeah.
I need to
make sure if debut song nila pero hindi pala debut song ng GFriend ang ano.
Yeah, yung, but yun pala. Like just look, that list of girl groups.
Yeah.
It's, like,
For our listeners who don't know yung mga third gen, I have the list right here. We have Blackpink, Mamamoo!
No, but their debut was not as impactful.
Yeah. It's when they came back again and
Okay. Oh My Girl, Red Velvet, Twice, Wiki Miki, AOA, Dreamcatchers, ano pala?
Third? Okay.
EXID, GFriend, IOI. I would say yung three, yung sa big three and IOI.
Yeah,
big
really
three
good,
and
strong debuts. Because the other girl groups parang sa susunod pa sila na songs.
Comebacks nila.
Yeah.
But still impactful. But
dang.
I think objectively, right now, ang pinaka ano is Blackpink yung Dudu.
Blackpink, yeah.
Ay, Dudu. Sorry, Bumbaya nila. It's
Bumbaya and Whistle. It's those two together.
Yes,
those two. Oh.
Whistle and Bumbaya.
Dude.
As in, hanggang ngayon.
I feel like that's still one of their best two songs.
Yeah.
Like, until now. So
until
good.
Now, I think,
especially Whistle.
Yeah, Whistle.
Yeah. Like a missile. Bomb.
So good.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love it.
Low.
And then yeah, I mean they had like all that discourse about the Blackpink being the second to anyone, but like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not. It's different.
It's very not.
Different.
It's so they're different.
Them. They're them. So
Ua,
yeah.
Ua was also super powerful. Oh
Ua
my god.
Was so like, strong rin kasi. It's such a solid
babies.
Intro to Twice as
yes,
a group
so
rin kasi.
Much. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, as in talaga.
But ang sa akin naman, Twice has released better songs after Ua. Or
yeah.
You know, like hindi mo hinahanap-hanap ang Ua. Like
yeah.
If you
yeah exactly
you Twice but
shut up main
yes guys inaantok yan na inaantok pa yan yeah so but with Blackpink I feel like Bumbaya Whistle always
yeah.
has to be there
their
sa,
debut yeah
ano nila.
Their debut
yes
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's
since
for
debut naman pinag-usapan natin.
Tama. That's debut. And then we go to the
Oh god.
Third gen boy groups hyperventilates. Hyper freaking ventilates because there's
oh
early third gen and then there's
yeah,
closing
then
third gen.
Exactly.
Ang hirap talaga, guys. This is like a lot of them are just like sentimental value to me.
Yes, exactly.
In my
us
life.
All.
But so I'll just do a rundown of the ones on my list. I shared it to them kanina, but I'll just do a rundown of the list lang naman. So there's EXO's Mama, Seventh Sense, NCT U, 101, Energetic, GOT7,
yes.
Girls. Will we include Day 6? Congratulations.
Yay.
Let's see. 17's Adore You, BAP's
yes.
Warrior, Icon's
yes.
Rhythm.
Isn't BAP the second gen?
No, third.
Kasi sabay sila na EXO eh.
Ay, EXO pala yung kasabay ni BAP. Sorry.
Icon's Rhythm Ta. And then winners, baby.
Icons? Rhythm Ta?
Hindi pala Rhythm Ta.
It's not Rhythm Ta.
It was ano, Dang. Okay, so hindi siya. So hindi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhythm Ta though.
Rhythm Ta.
It's not
good.
Even Love Scenario.
Never mind.
Yeah,
winners,
it isn't Love Scenario.
Winners, baby. I'm sure that's there. That's there. No. Baby is not there. Is it? Wala na.
I think really was more for winner. Really.
Okay, go. Go, girls.
Okay, go.
You know, literally everything you said.
Hindi pala yung debut ng winner, sorry. Empty.
Literally everything you said. Mine as well.
So yun.
I feel like we can end here.
Okay, see you guys next week.
Okay, skip to second gen.
Literally copy paste everything that Ate Chelsea said and put it on the table.
Yes.
I wanna kinda dissect it na parang. Kasi BTS No Mercy, diba?
No More Dream.
No More Dream Bobo.
No Mercy BAP. No Mercy BAP.
No Mercy BAP.
NO naman pareho. Bakit ba? Sorry po, armies, please.
Okay,
please
okay. You know what we can do? Go through each list and then just like, let's try to explain it. Let's try to like,
okay.
Let's go through, yeah.
Okay,
so first of all, BAP Warrior, I feel like even if it was a strong debut, it didn't last. So we can't really like
last
say.
Because they did it.
Management.
Suck it. But One shot.
Oh.
But we're talking about debuts.
We're doing the debuts.
Mean,
yes, exactly.
I mean, di ba nga? Like,
tama.
You guys
tama
are
naman.
About
tama.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I think,
anyway.
I feel like we can take BAP out of the table.
Powerful.
Yes?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, BAP, agree.
But we love
BAP,
you so
we love
much.
You.
Oh
we
my,
love you so much. Oh my gosh. Get down.
So
get down.
We miss you.
Get down.
Except the
Except, Predator, yeah.
Anyway.
But, okay, so, agree, take out.
Agree.
Okay, see the next.
Vote out.
See the next.
Exo's mama, guys.
It's literally like the way we're talking about Blackpink Twice and and Red Velvet with Tayo Ay kanina. Mama's just up there.
It's up there. It's Mama and What Is Love. Like when they released those two.
You know what? History then.
History. Exactly. History.
Guys.
Wait, and there's going
like
literally Mama and History are what trainees used to dance to for evaluations, auditions.
What we
and
dance
those,
to.
Those, exactly. And those are like what those trainees are idols now. I think keep on the table.
Keep
on the table.
And Seventh Sense.
No. Wait.
Hindi pwedeng mawala.
Yeah. It's like, but the thing is, if we have to be objective, not everyone feels the way we feel about Seventh Sense.
But this is our list. I'm kidding.
Exactly. That's you did not finish. Not everyone has the same feeling about. About the same feeling as us for Seventh Sense, but this is our podcast, so
exactly.
But I mean, like, okay, eto ah, the hype for Seventh NCTU was also really high.
It was really true.
Like, nung nag-drop yung Seventh Sense, everyone was tuning in talaga.
Very
much so.
I think the reason why lang na parang not a lot of kasi nga yung song talaga it's not ano siya eh, acquired taste talaga siya.
Acquired taste, but you're there for the performance, I feel like.
Exactly.
It's the performance. Exactly. Yung MV, so, the stage performance. Oh my God, ang galing.
Sinasabi ko lang hanggang ngayon kinakatakutan pa rin ang Seventh Sense.
Ng mga trainees.
Yes. Like, it's such a hard performance to execute. Mm-hmm. Yep. To give justice to. That's why it's... Kaya siya kinakatakutan.
Yes!
I freaking love Seventh Sense, guys. Kung di pa halata.
Keep.
Keep talaga.
So, we're keeping Mama. We're keeping Seventh Sense.
No More Dream.
No More Dream? BTS?
Yeah. I think they had more impactful songs than their debut. But their debut was strong rin. It's a strong song.
But it's a strong song.
It's a good debut.
Mm.
It's a good debut. But I don't think it was...
As strong.
Kasi nga, yun nga, you know what we always say na parang rags to riches talaga. Like came from bottom to the... As in, BTS came out of nowhere.
Exactly, like, they did.
In the best way possible. In the best way possible. Like, we didn't expect them. And then we didn't expect to them.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As your veterans.
As your veterans, yes.
But it was literally Keith's or friends. I feel like, Keith's taste.
Oh, it's
talaga.
Keith. It's Keith.
I feel like Boy in Love, Boy with Love.
Yes.
Those were the ones.
That's like Duego pa. Duego
pa. No, it's not. Yes. And
Danger.
That one was really.
Danger, Fire. Dope.
Dope. Mic Drop. Those are the ones that parang...
Sa Dope ata sila nag-start talagang mag-
yes.
gain.
Feel ko that was the start.
I feel like that era, like those songs, that was the start that talaga they had a lot more traction and their stronger songs. So,
it wasn't the strongest debut. So, compared to the others here. So, there's... Girls, by Gotse.
Okay. I remember it was also hyped.
Because, like, you know, it was the whole Acrobats thing. Also the Acrobats thing.
The
si Mark, si Jan.
They were like sa Seoul Performing Arts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, si Mark, si Jackson,
si
oh my
Jackson,
God. And then they all had like before NCT Dream had the hoverboards, they had their like skateboards.
Yes, skateboards.
Diba? Yes. That skateboard thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was also a really good debut for me. Mm-hmm. For me, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of older people had to be there kind of debut.
You had to be, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think like really if you look at the ano nila ngayon, parang girls doesn't really stand out the way Mama and Seven Sense stands out sa EXO and NCT. Eh.
But you just had to be there.
You just had to be there.
You had to be there in their debut.
As in like, grabe talaga. I wasn't, again, I'm an SM stan before talaga. Like, through and through SM stan.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yes,
then when
us.
God 7 came God out, 7. Girls, parang kami.
Hello.
Wait.
Oh my God, they're doing flips and stuff.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, is that a slow motion cartwheel?
Remember yung kay Jackson, yung na-na-na-ni-na-na-na-ni.
Oh my God, yeah. And then, wala. Real got 7 and everything. Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, those three for me.
Yeah.
I think.
There's
me.
Also, okay.
But I want to say like a special mention.
Day 6, congratulations.
Day 6.
Oh yes.
No, it's congratulations and yeposo. Literally, those two songs.
Yeposo.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Until groups now. Still sing it
Everyone
until now.
Still
groups
sing
still sing it. Yeah. People sing it.
If
people
you're
do covers.
You sing it.
Yes. And that's impact. Yes. So it's
and
like.
That's and that's on impact.
And it's so hard. This is why it was so hard for us because all the groups, like they're all.
Interja, yeah.
Really good. Like until now, the songs still hit.
Mm-hmm. Slap.
I think aside from girls.
Gen, oh, yeah.
Parang.
You were saying.
The others are more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, iba. Mm-mm. Iba.
Okay. Later Gen, the 101 shout out energy.
101.
When you feel so high.
None of so
much against. Hindi na nagsabay sa
mga. Hindi na mag-unison. Tama.
Yan.
Okay. 101's energetic was so... For me, it was like so strong. It was a great debut.
Yeah.
Like a 10 out of 10 debut
it's
for
101.
Me. Like, and it's 101.
It's
really 101. Okay.
Mm. Everyone was waiting for 101.
So,
and like the hype of the survival shows were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, like survival shows were a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Yeah. So yeah, that's why 101 and IOI's debuts.
So good.
Mm.
Yep.
So good.
So good. Yep. The lineups were great trend. Oh my God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
Ayan.
Oh my God. OMG.
Ayan, you're back. So
hello?
That's.
Ayan.
So yeah, that's why it's so hard for us because third gen boy groups were really strong sa debuts nila. So we have to make a decision. Even if not a unanimous, we need to pick one.
Okay.
I think each of us needs to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going with only out of pure love
bias
for this song. No, like we've already went through like the objective factors of these songs.
Yeah.
Just going by pure vibes and because I love this song so much until now, it's still such a good song. You already know what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Seven Sense CTU because that's me. I love EXO's Mama and all the other songs. Mm. Congratulations is also up there.
Yeah.
But it's Seventh Sense because of me as a person.
That's like her change up.
It is.
Yes.
Change up's change up, kids. Change up is change up.
Well, change up for me is your Seventh Sense.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I feel stronger. So Seven Sense, then change up.
Mm,
yeah.
I feel
yes.
Change up.
Yeah, ako rin nag-iibang anyo kapag Seven Sense. Pero nag-iibang anyo rin naman tayo lahat sa Mama. Nagiging kulto ang lahat.
Nagiging kulto tayo.
Nagiging kulto.
Careless. Shoot anonymous.
Actually, kaya ito yung ano namin.
Kaya black.
Yes.
Kasi ano. tribute to EXO.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Okay. So that's 7 cents just for me, like my personal pick. It's 7 cents. Okay.
I'm gonna go with History EXO, which is also a debut song.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's my Roman Empire. Tama. It's my history.
Yes. She goes back to it every quarter of the year.
Yes. Yeah. Like literally, that's the first song that I danced, that I learned the dance to na buo.
Buong
kanta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buong we even kanta. Did a cover. We had a dark
exactly.
history.
Like, yes. Yes. Yun nga, that's what I was saying. Ano, Ash, we competed with that song.
Yes. We did. Like literally, we had to bring out my cars just to have lighting.
Lighting. Gosh. Like, guys, you guys have no idea. Ashley, do you still have that video?
I don't know. Where is it?
Oh my God. I need to watch that at least one more time before I die. Like our cover. It's just the lengths we had to go through to get
that
shot.
Oh my gosh. Like literally it was a family effort. My family like literally
all the
had
cars.
To help all the cars. We brought all out our Christmas little decors. Lights just for like the lighting. Oh my
gosh. So history, we have a history with history.
Yeah,
so.
We have a history with history.
Strong
and
history with
and
history.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's kids. Ash.
Okay. And then for my, I will be day six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Day you know, six. Our. Yep, Pasol, congratulations.
Our third picks, our picks are so us. Like, that's us.
It's like, so us.
And the thing is,
it's so
all
us.
All of our picks is each other's as well.
Yeah.
Like,
We get, like, we it's our pick for each other too. We know that you're going to pick that.
Yeah.
So and like we love each other's picks as well. Like literally, if we had to pick three on our own, we would probably all say the same thing.
Yeah.
True. Honestly, yeah.
So you guys also get your picks. We won't judge as long as you don't judge us.
They're all really good. So that's third gen boy groups. Yeah.
Here we go.
We're finally done with third gen.
Ako ang mahirap rin is second gen girl groups.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because they're strong. Because there's early sec. Alam ko yung pipili mo kids. I already know. There's early second gen.
And then there's later
second gen. No, I feel like with your vibes, I feel like you're gonna go with. You know. So just to name a few strong ones.
Okay.
Of course, I gotta go with 21's Fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's SNSD's Into the New Freaking
Into your
World.
New world.
Period. Miss A's Bad Girl, Good Girl.
Whoa.
Period. Four
Damn.
Minutes. Hot Issue.
Ooh. Hot Issue.
There's more. Like, I don't know. Like,
FX. Bachata.
How dare
I? Oh my God,
Bachata. La la e la
e cha 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 cha
cha cha
cha cha cha cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha. Love them. Love them.
My
so,
God.
The girl groups are strong. Second gen girl groups. Mm-hmm. So freaking strong. So, in all to its own merit. So, breaking them down. So, SNSD's Into the New World. It's the girl anthem.
I think objectively, I'm not sure if you guys have a different opinion, but I think objectively, we can, Into the New World talaga.
Ito.
Hanggang ngayon eh.
Hanggang ngayon.
Like if you,
hanggang ngayon, yeah.
Hanggang ngayon.
Hanggang,
the longevity girl, oh my God.
I was
God.
Freaking, yeah. I went to a K-pop party in Singapore. Everyone was singing to this song. Like, it was hype. Everyone was jumping.
And so the fact that it was used for Lenny's RAL campaign.
Into the New World. Like, tama. It's still so relevant until today. You can still use it.
Every time, I don't know, Pride Month, Women's Day, Women's Month, Into the New World, girl. Like,
yes, it's a strong. It's so strong. And it's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Until now, talaga.
It's
like
girls'
generation. I feel like collectively we would agree na Into the New World talaga.
And yung maganda rin kasi nito, like I did an SNSD episode with Yuki, diba, before.
Yes.
And it was nice because before SNSD, before this song, it was mostly a male-dominated industry. Yeah.
That's why they're the nation's girl group.
Come up with this. Ano yun?
They were the nation's girl group.
They
won
the game over.
And then it was just hit after hit after hit after hit.
It's mothers. This is mothers.
Yeah.
Tama. So SNSD.
Unanimous.
Into the new world. It's there.
Yeah. It's there.
Yes, it's there.
There's also 21's Fire.
Fire, yes. Of course. That brought the whole Philippines to this
where we're at now.
Because of this song. Because of this song.
Literally because of this song and Nobody.
Because of this song and sorry.
But Nobody wasn't the debut.
Wonder Girls.
No. It was Fire. I mean, name a more iconic line. I go by the name of CL21.
It's
been a long time coming, but we're here now. We about to set the roof on fire, baby. You better get yours, because I'm getting mine.
Come on, girl.
Like how?
Miss Cherin.
Stop. It's so good. It's crazy.
Yeah. So the impact talaga, like, I think, ask second-gen K-pop fans how they got, Filipino K-pop fans, how they got into K-pop.
21, SNSD.
Probably playing in the streets. Probably playing in the streets.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And the competition between SNSD and 21 was just so real. It was so... ang galing lang talaga.
It was so nice, kind of. But girl, not to mention the freaking competition between Sowons and Blackjacks. It was the craziest.
That was so fun to watch from the sidelines.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you were rooting for both. That's why it's so fun. It was so nice.
Because we were younger. I feel like if we were the ones fighting, it was traumatic, probably so stressful.
But we're like chill and just like, hey.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They're fighting again. They're like
physically
fighting.
Oh, no.
In Korea. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's Fire. Mm. And then there's the newer, younger, end of Bandang Second Gen groups, which is Miss Ace, Bad Girl, Good Girl.
Bad Girl, Good Girl.
And FX, La Chata. And then there's also 4 Minute. And it's
an issue. Yeah.
And Nico include yung sister because their debut was not as memorable.
Yeah, compared to the rest. But sister is also like, you know, afterwards. Like Mamamoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yon. It's those songs. Miss A, Bad Girl, Good Girl.
Miss A, like, was it as hype? Yeah, it was.
It was hype.
Yeah.
They won a lot of awards in their debut
Rookie
year.
Awards, yeah.
And the fact that it's
just the best time talaga nung second gen kasi sobrang secure ng mga male na mga boy group sa kanilang masculinity and they would perform Good Girl, Bad Girl, like si Jokwon with heels, like crazy time. Kaya sobrang lakas din talaga nung impact nung debut ng Miss A. Kasi everyone was like, What else?
I think, yun, top of mind, it's those girls.
And La Chata, I think because it's an SM group, I think like, I don't know, ano ba, mas malakas ang Chu or new ABO? Or malakas din ba ang La Chata?
Malakas ang La Chata.
Di ko kasi naabutan talaga yung ano nung La Chata. Kasi new ABO na ako. Like yung comeback nila sa new ABO was when I watched the hype for it.
I think another mas matangat na FX like Hot Summer.
Hot Summer. But I think we can agree.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a good song. We miss you, FX. I think we can agree that it's SNSD.
Yes,
it's a new world.
I agree.
Even when you say second gen, you think immediately of Girls' Generation.
Into the new world talaga.
21.
But 21's Fire in my heart.
Yes, of course. As a YG stan.
My girls. It's 21.
Yes. As in, like, Chelsea's like our resident YG stan, so.
Yes.
Iklaro lang natin yung time na yon na YG family pa sila. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah. That time.
Yes.
So that's yes. So it's SNSD Into the New World. Mm-hmm. It's also it's so good. Like until now, mm-hmm. it has the recognition mm-hmm. that it has.
Yes.
So yes, I'll agree. Ito, I feel like sige, that's but second gen boy group is the easiest decision like we ever had to make.
No brainer. Like we didn't say it out loud before we recorded that.
You wanna do it in unison? Try natin. Boy group name. The boy group name with the, and then the song. Okay.
English. Okay.
English.
Alam ba niya?
English song.
English. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Chinese replay. There's only one song.
Come
and it's
on,
that
Nuna
song.
Yepo.
It's Nuna Nomu freaking Yepo.
Like until now, until to this day, you hear it in TikTok.
Yes.
It still makes you cry every single time. It beat everyone else.
Yes. Oh my God.
I don't even remember the debuts of other boy groups.
I'm so sorry. Like I came as a K-pop fan 2009 na. Mm. But like when I went back to Chinese discography, I'm like, this is their debut song. What the hell?
Yeah.
It was a replay. Yeah,
it's they beat 2PM's 10 out of 10. They beat Super Junior. Well, Super Junior
was not, it was
yeah. you. No, 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 you not, Suju. Yeah.
Was it Twins Knockout?
Twins? I don't know. See. So but diba, di na natin alam.
Also, what's Infinite? Infinite was come back again, right? Was it Dashi Dorawa?
No. I don't think it's Dashi Dorawa.
No, nothing's over.
No,
that's
not thing.
I love that. Gusto lang niya kumanta.
Hindi ba nothing's over? Hindi, yun yung debut ng Infinite.
Hindi ba?
Hindi ba?
Wait. What's Infinite's debut song? I forgot.
Come back again.
Dashi Dorawa nga.
Dashi Dorawa.
Is it BTD?
Hindi.
No, it's not. It's not. Before the dance.
Nasa ibang timeline.
I just wanted to say, nothing's over.
For nothing's over.
But we also love Infinite.
We love Infinite.
Yeah, I guess their debut wasn't like, you know.
But it's
shiny talaga.
I was there when they debuted because since
okay, I wasn't, but the fact that we still know.
I was a fan in 2006.
Yes, obviously.
She was there. When they debuted, I was there. It was Nuna No Yepo. Oh my God.
Yeah. And like the freaking the song is so it's just one word for me, timeless.
Yes, it is. It doesn't get old.
The sound of it kasi parang if you watch the music video, halata na ang luma niya na.
Tama.
But like,
tama.
Until now, it's just so beautiful. Like people still sing and dance to it.
It's a good. Yeah, it never sounds outdated. Like it's,
yes.
it
I wonder if they ever knew, like SM, did they ever know that chart?
Yeah,
like
the
impact nitong song na to.
Like how good this song actually is. Yeah.
Ganun sila.
Please watch this on video.
Yes.
We're dancing, guys. Pero yes. Yeah, I guess yun ya. Unison yun. We finally yes. achieved
one
it.
Single
agreed.
One.
Yes, that it's yes. it's that. And sorry, yes. This is where we would not take any any. contradictions
talaga.
Or whatever
yes.
because
no
it's the only answer to
the yes. only answer
this
it's the easiest talaga.
It's the easiest answer
the best this is the best thing that we did that we went from farthest to. Yeah. I mean, from the early.
Yes, the most recent.
To this.
So, and yun nga yung sinabi ko, na parang at the beginning, na if we were to only pick one song, we already have one.
Yeah.
But for the sake of just making this longer, we just went to that. And I feel like we would all be picking this song because...
Yeah. Like, ask us, what's the best debut ever?
Shiny.
Nuna no mo yet po. And if you don't agree, we cannot be friends. Shut up.
If you can't like at least respect that decision,
yes.
We're gonna have problems. So
joke lang. I mean, if you're a second gen stan like us, and then
it's a great debut. And then a lot of people will feel like, oh, because it's just a song na like it's not the most complicated song or overly produced or not. Like,
It's just so simple. And okay, eto ah, kasi if I say Shiny, it's immediately biased. But just take Ashley and Chelsea, for example. They agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because it's good.
I don't have a say because so this good. Is so biased for me. Pero objectively speaking, I feel like if I wasn't a shawol, I would agree as well.
Because I feel like Shiny's Replay, it was just one of the most easiest songs to listen to. Like, it's easy on the ears. Very easy on the ears. Very light. It's not heavy.
It's not like a
big roller coaster. It's like you're just riding along and you're cruising.
You can listen to it any mood.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, tinutuo nila yung Replay.
Paulit-ulit talaga. Yeah.
Yan lang. I think this is a good note to end the episode.
Yes.
So that wraps up our best debut episode. I hope you guys liked it. Let us know what your favorite debut songs are. Again, down below, if you're listening on Spotify. If not, you can go ahead and tag us on all our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, at STSPodPH on X. Email us, DM us, tag us, follow this podcast, share it with your friends. 5-star review as well would be greatly appreciated. And yeah, that's all. I hope you guys liked today's episode because we had a lot of fun. We hope you guys did too.
Yes. And
yes, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.